Now, meanwhile, I hope that you're not being kept awake at night worrying about bad science, because researchers have revealed this week that lack of sleep actually gives you the metabolic equivalent of the marijuana munchies. Erin Hanlon.
There's an association between insufficient sleep or short sleep and the increased risk of obesity. And there's been some carefully controlled laboratories that have shown that when people are sleep restricted, they are reporting feeling hungrier and having a stronger appetite, mostly specifically for high carbohydrate and high fat foods. So we wanted to examine what might be causing this increase in appetite and further help to explain the current association with the increased risk of obesity following sleep restriction.
And just to be clear, the increased appetite that's measured in these people, that's not just because if you're awake for longer, you're functioning for longer, you need more energy, therefore you compensate by eating more.
Correct. So the energy need of being awake longer is actually quite modest. And studies have started to show that people are consuming more calories than are actually needed to maintain wakefulness.
So something else is going on driving people who are in a state of sleep deprivation to overeat.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
But we don't know what it is as yet.
Right. Well, we're starting to kind of tease those things apart. It's probably a lot of things working in concert, and our current study is adding to this growing literature and suggests one pathway by which this might be occurring.
What did you do to explore it, and what is that pathway?
Right. So we brought people into the laboratory. We had them sleep either 8.5 hours a night or 4.5 hours a night. And we examined a system that is involved in many areas. It's involved in stress, the immune system, pain, reward, and specifically reward-driven eating or hedonic eating. So we explored the system, and it's actually called the endocannabinoid system. And following normal sleep, we found that blood concentrations of lipids that are involved in this system are low overnight and high during the day. And when these individuals were sleep restricted, during the day, those levels were even higher.
You're hypothesizing then that those are driving the increased appetite that these people display.
That's what we think, because the endocannabinoid system has been known to be involved in overeating and actually overeating highly palatable foods. So it's been thought that this system was involved in brain reward pathways and might affect eating behavior via reward circuitry. So seeing this increase in blood concentrations suggests that this system might be overactive following a state of sleep restriction.
In other words, sleep restriction could be mimicking the marijuana munchies, the idea that people who use cannabis also tend to report getting hungrier and eating more and a tendency towards being overweight.
Exactly. So marijuana activates the endocannabinoid system as well. So we think that perhaps sleep restriction, just like marijuana usage, is activating the endocannabinoid system to cause overeating and overeating of highly palatable, rewarding foods.
Why?
I don't know.
What do we think the benefit of that? Is that just because if you are sleep deprived, you're more likely to be a bit less motivated, a bit more tired, a bit sluggish, therefore making sure you feel like you want to keep eating and stay at the top of your energy game means you're less likely to become someone else's lunch in our evolutionary history? Is that the idea?
I mean, it was probably protective at some point in a state of feast or famine when you had to overeat to have energy stores for other times when you might not have access to food. But it's become a little bit maladaptive, likely.
Where does this leave us? What do we have to ask now? And does this help us to solve the problem for people who do gain weight because they're not getting enough sleep?
Right. I don't think it actually will solve the problem, but I hope it draws attention to the fact that sleep restriction and sleep deficiency is associated with a lot of negative outcomes, and increased feeding just happens to be one of them. So hopefully this draws attention to the fact that we need to think of adequate sleep as an important aspect of maintaining good health and not just kind of as a byproduct of the day.
So there you go, a great excuse to have a nap instead of going for a run, if ever I heard one. That was Erin Hanlon from the University of Chicago. She published that work, appropriately enough, in the journal Sleep.